Ooh. Ooh.
Are you practicing?
No. Why? What are you talking about?
I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing. Ooh. Hey, Cress and I are going to be stars. We're going to be stars of a new Dardy song. All the details will be revealed shortly. Why we sound like some sort of weird elephants, you will find out a little later. Welcome to a new edition of Nullpoix.
Nullpoix is shameful.
Nullpoix is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpoint is no fun.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Nullpoix, the Eurovision fan podcast. We don't know everything about Eurovision, but we're trying our best to find out.
We are really trying.
I'm Laura, and that's Martin. And yes, we are big Eurovision fans. And here's where we talk about the contest, past, present and future, and have some great guests on as well. But the big news for this episode is all about Dardy. He's done it again. He's taken the spotlight, and this time in a very interesting way. Martin.
Really interesting way. I love this idea. I think it's brilliant. Now, a little while ago, Dardy released a video on his social media saying that he had an announcement. And in that video, he went on to outline that he needed the fans, because we are members, bizarrely, of the Dardy International fan group on Facebook. He needed our help. And he needed our help to be in his latest song, a new song that he's got coming out. And what you do, there's a link to a load of files, which is him humming, basically. And you have to hum along with him. You record yourself doing that, and then you send it over. And there's a load of things that you have to record. And then I'm assuming that once he receives loads of these files, they'll all get mixed and put all together, and you then will be part of an actual Dardy song. This is so exciting.
Yeah, it's a really clever idea. As he said on Twitter, I'm almost finished with the song, but I need your help. I want there to be like a huge a cappella choir part in the song, but I don't have access to a choir right now, so I need you to be in the choir. So it's a really nice idea, really clever. And of course, the reason he can do this is because, they are allowed to do this. The EBU confirmed that for 2021, they're trialing allowing acts for Eurovision to use pre-recorded backing vocals as part of their performance. Of course, part of the reason being because they don't want to, there to be loads of backing singers as well as the artists travelling over to Rotterdam. It's to reduce the number of people that have to travel in the pandemic. But Dardy, the genius that he is, has taken this to the next level, really, and said, well, why not have a whole a cappella choir made up of Eurovision fans?
Which is a perfect idea. So this is the point, Cress, that we could be, imagine if this happens, we could be in an actual Eurovision song. And because we know how good Dardy is, and we know that he probably, let's face it, would have won in 2020 had there been a competition, we could be in the winning Eurovision song.
Now, this is the point I want to... We could be. Will he tell people if they're in it or not? Or will he just be like, thanks for all your submissions and just create a thing? I don't think he's going to be like, you're in it, you're in it. So all we can say is if we do this, we'll be like, we may be in a winning Eurovision song.
Right.
That could be us.
I've got the files here and I'm going to have a go. So there's various different ones you can do. I'm just going to pick the first one. I'll do the other ones later. I'm just going to have a little practice here.
You can do as many as you like, by the way. You don't have to do all of them. You can just do one if you want. There are seven different strands. If people are doing this again, you don't need to. He's even put some little guidelines in there. But yeah, you don't need to do all of them. You could do one, two, three, or all of them.
So this is what it sounds like. This is number one. Those are the oohs. Goes up. I'm trying listening to it first, so I got an idea of what to do. that's difficult.
Yeah, right. It's not,
Okay, I'm gonna take go it for. I'm gonna have a go. Awesome. I'm gonna have a go at it. I might do this after the podcast later for real, but this is
no. I think you have to take this take.
I don't know about that. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. I need. Oh, well, what was my note again? Hold on. How did I get my note? Ooh, that's it. Ooh, ooh. Okay.
Ready. No, don't do a Gemini.
Ooh, ooh. Here we are. Ooh. Oh, no, I messed it up. Ooh. Oh. I'll get right, that. I'll get that later. You have a go. Which one are you going to do?
Okay, I'm going to do two.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to listen to it first, Martin.
That is probably a bad idea.
Here we go. Tick, tick, tick. I thought I did quite well there.
It was angelic. So,
sign us up, Daddy. Sign us up.
That's it. Yeah, we're in. We're in the choir. Now, I'm going to give it a better go than that after we finish recording.
I think we should.
And I am going to submit my my singing.
I'm not first. First time.
First time. That's perfect. It. You're a one. What is it? First one take wonder. That's you. And I'm going to submit it. And yeah, the next you hear of us, we could be proper. I hope we're going to get royalties. I hope as well for it when it's a big international.
Well, we should
smash.
Do really because we've contributed quite a lot there. And just remember, so if you're listening to this before the 11th. For the 11th of January, you can submit entries, I think, and unless he changes the date, he's saying deadline is January the 11th, so you've still got time.
Now, you'll know that Chris and I are not just stars of podcasts, we're also the stars of YouTube as well. I almost got through that with a straight face. No, we are. Yes, we're the stars of YouTube.
We
got a YouTube channel, and it's got two videos on it now. It did have one. It's got two, and it's us reacting to songs that got Nullpoix in Eurovision.
That's right. That's right. And hopefully it is still called Nullpoix. And last time we did Jahn Teigen, we talked about his entry, Mille et un Mille, for Norway, and we decided that didn't deserve Nullpoix. This time we looked at Gemini and Cry Baby from 2003, the UK entry. And I'm not going to spoil what our decision was for that.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not going to spoil the song.
It's too late for that. Far too late for that. But yes, do check us out. We're just Nullpoix on YouTube. Check out our videos. Let us know if you agree with our decisions on both of those. They're very short videos, but it's we have a good laugh as always, and you might learn something as well. There's a little bit of trivia involved in each of those, so check it out, Nullpoix on YouTube.
Speaking of trivia, it's time, Cressy, for Trivia Time!
Beautiful, as always.
Thank you very much. I do my best for this award-winning feature. Now, I'm going to take you back to the year 1999 to give you a bit of information about Eurovision's gone by. And this was a particularly interesting year. Number one, you will know that most times, certainly in the recent history of Eurovision, the country who has won goes on to host. Pretty much all the time. It didn't always happen that way. Certainly towards the beginning of the competition, it wasn't a dead cert that whoever won would automatically host. But recently, that has been the case, really. There was controversy, though. Following Israel's win in 1998 with Viva La Diva, Dana International, which was a brilliant song, ultra-religious conservative politicians in Israel were not very happy about that song winning, and they really did not want the competition to take place in Israel the following year. And in fact, there were quite a few people in Israeli politics who were dead against the idea of the competition taking place in Jerusalem. Thankfully, that was overruled, and it did happen in Jerusalem in 1999. But there was a change. 1999 was the first year where a live band or orchestra was not featured in the Eurovision Song Contest, and it was a cost-cutting measure. So you know when we've seen Eurovision's gone by, where they've always had a conductor and a band and an orchestra who will play the backing songs? Now, of course, it is a backing track. That changed in 1999. They got rid of the orchestra, they brought in the backing track, and it was simply to save money.
which is a shame. I think I'd love to see an orchestra in now. I think they were, you know, a great highlight of some of the earlier Eurovision Song Contest. So it is, I mean, I can understand why they did it. It is costly to have a full orchestra rather than just play a track, but a little bit of a shame. It did lose something a little bit later contests after that. I mean, it does mean that more was spent on things like huge pyrotechnics and all that kind of thing, really.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I've long said this on the podcast before, that I think bringing back a live band would be a brilliant idea.
Definitely.
It adds to that sense of an actual live occasion. And live TV is so special. And I think having live music on it as well would really, really add to that. So it's a shame that decision was made in 1999. And I'm always got my fingers crossed that at some point, live bands and live orchestras will return to Eurovision. But for now, that isn't the case. There you go. That was my contribution to Trivia Time!
Wonderful, wonderful as always, Martin. Thank you so much for that. Now, before we finish, and it's rare we get to do this, but because we've been so organised, we can do. We're going to tease ahead a little bit just to something we're talking about next episode with the lovely Richard, who you may know him if you're in sort of UK Eurovision circles. He made something called the Coronavision Song Contest 2020 last year. When there wasn't a Eurovision, he decided to make his own song contest and basically got people to submit new original songs. He held it all on the night that Eurovision should have been, all over Facebook Live, and sort of edited it all down and compared it and everything. It was a great achievement. So we spoke to him about that, whether he's thinking about doing it again this year, and just the amount of effort that went into it. So you'll be able to hear all of that next episode, where we chat to him.
Yeah, he's a really, really nice bloke, really enthusiastic about Eurovision too. It's a great conversation to listen to. You do not want to miss that on the next episode of Nul Poix. Now we have a little bit of correspondence with which to discuss here, don't we? So we've actually had an email sent through to nulpoixpodcast@gmail.com. Cress has got it there in a little pause.
Yes, I do indeed. What was that about?
Adding a bit of spice in it. Just adding a bit of spice.
The way I get treated on this show is ridiculous, actually. So thank you very much to Chris Rivett, who sent us an email saying, thanks for the assistance via Instagram, Laura. One very happy daughter in her own jumper. Keep up the good work, you two. It's always an amusing listen. And a picture of Chris's daughter wearing her Dardy jumper. And
it's the Dardy jumper we're talking about. I thought you'd done some knitting. Right, okay.
What are you talking about?
No, I do know what it is. You've got a Dardy jumper.
Yeah.
And somebody asked you for some advice on where to get a Dardy jumper.
Yeah.
And now they've got a Dardy jumper. Everyone has Dardy jumpers.
And now Chris's daughter has. And thank you so much for the picture, Chris. Your daughter looks fab in it. It's a great picture. But thank you for getting in touch as well. I'm glad I was able to help you out with that. If you need our assistance, or if you want to get in touch with us either on Instagram,
if you need anything, need your shopping doing,
need your windows cleaning or anything, yeah. we might be able to help you out. We're on Twitter, @ApoisNull, Instagram, Nullpoix Podcast, and that's where we post loads of pictures from behind the scenes of the podcast and things that have been going on. So do check us out on Instagram, Nullpoix Podcast, because it's not just episode updates, it's different things as well. Obviously do like Chris, drop us an email, nullpoixpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much, Chris, for sending us that and sending us the picture. And obviously, if you do enjoy listening to us babble on, we are very up for you giving us reviews, 5-star reviews.
All in favour of that.
Yeah,
we're in favour of the five stars.
We're very up for that. So give us a review. Obviously, we're on SoundCloud, we're on Apple, iTunes, we're on all the
Google,
Spotify, all the things.
All right.
Yeah.
It's lockdown getting to you already.
It is a little bit.
Oh, I used to like going outside. Right, that's about it from us for this time. A little slightly shorter episode than usual, but you know, keep it short, keep it snappy, get out of there before anyone notices.
Get the hell out of there. Yeah.
That's my motto. Thank you for your company. Do all the things, and I will see you, and Cress will see you next time on another edition of Nullpoix.